spend part of your weekend with us. Streaming audiences have devoured Netflix programs like Baby Reindeer and Murdaugh Murders that offer juicy tales of malfeasance based on true stories. People who lived the real-world versions, though, are often less pleased and increasingly suing. It's a story by Joe Flint, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Joe, what have you noticed?
Well, we had noticed over the last few months there's been some high-profile lawsuits against Netflix for some of their more popular shows, such as Baby Reindeer, which was, of course, a dramatization, but that Netflix said was based on a true story. The Murdaugh Murders, which was a true crime documentary based on some crime events in the South that's gotten a lot of attention. Buster Murdaugh, Alex Murdaugh, that whole family in a double murder trial. Anyway, there's been a growth in, seemingly a growth in lawsuits aimed at true crime docs or material based on it. And so we just decided to do a little exploring into what some of the after effects were from all this.
Okay, so give an example of a lawsuit.
Oh, sure. Well, as I mentioned, Baby Reindeer, I don't know, I'm sure many of your listeners were familiar with it. There's a stalker in that series by the name of Martha, and the person who named Fiona Harvey, a Scottish woman who believes that Martha is based on her, filed a lawsuit against Netflix in early June seeking monetary damages. She claims they falsely presented her as a convicted stalker and sexual predator. That's one of the bigger ones. There was the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit, where a chess champion, Nona Gabriel-Dashville, pardon my pronunciation, reached a private settlement with Netflix after claiming that there was a false presentation in the series. So there's been a few against Netflix, but they're not the only ones who have had some of these. Discovery ID ran a lengthy series on Dan Schneider and Nickelodeon that has also gotten a lot of attention. It made allegations about how Schneider ran his shows and whether he was if he was abusive towards children, allegedly, that sort of thing. And he has sued for defamation over his portrayal.
Well, we're speaking with Joe Flint, media and entertainment reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Somebody pointed to sloppiness and corner cutting as at least some of the reason for these increased lawsuits.
Well, I think what's been happening, and yes, I talked to a few producers who said there's been such a surge in this sort of content, which really is driven as much by business considerations as audience appetite. These shows, the documentaries, I should say, not necessarily the scripted shows, but the true crime docs are a lot cheaper to put together than, say, a drama or a comedy or a movie. So that is their appeal. And they do well with audiences. They're very sticky, to use an industry term. So that's one of the reasons driving this. But at the same time, of course, it is having this effect of there's such a rush for stuff that there is a sense that corners are being cut, that there's not as much sort of attention to detail, and a lot of these true crime docs now are coming out before the cases have even gone to trial.
Oh, wow.
Before there's even been a legal settlement. So that's always going to be a little bit of an issue when it comes to privacy and defamation if you don't necessarily have a conclusion to the story you're telling.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Flint, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, the newest employee perk.